This is Twit.
Surface Gate 2, the Gamening is... is of course
I'm running out of words.
That's a Paul Theriot special.
Yeah.
What's going on with the Surface Book 2, the new Surface Book?
So
it doesn't seem to be an ideal gaming platform.
Yeah, so you know, previous Surface Books, they've always kind of pushed the performance of the device. The very first version, remember, came with an unnamed NVIDIA GeForce GPU of some kind. I think it was basically a 940M or something like that, really, but it wasn't called that. And then they came out with the Surface Book with performance base, and this time they were really pushing the performance, obviously. And that had an improved GPU, but it was still like a NVIDIA GeForce, maybe 960, something along those lines. Basically good for sub 1080p gaming at, you know, medium to low quality levels across the board, that kind of thing. So one of the more interesting aspects to Surface Book 2, which is very, very much like its predecessors, is that both models, the 13.5-inch and the 15-inch, ship with what I would call gaming PC class graphics in the form of NVIDIA GeForce GTX, I believe 1050 on the 13.5 and 1060 on the 15, and with lots of memory too. I think the one on the 15-inch has, I believe, 6 gigs or maybe 8 gigs of dedicated RAM. So these are legitimately gaming PCs, right? The portable gaming PCs. And that is very interesting because they've talked about that stuff a lot in the past. But this time now, I think they've finally gotten it. I don't have a 15-inch version to verify this, but apparently the 15-inch version, when you run it at full, you know, that you tune the power settings up to full performance and then play actual games like Destiny 2, won't retain a charge while it's plugged in. Which is hilarious, you know, when you think about it. So obviously something's wrong. The something that's wrong is that Microsoft didn't give it a bigger power supply, right? And I can't reach it easily from here, but a real gaming PC laptop power supply is about this big. It's humongous. The one that Surface, you know, Book ships with is very small. Some reviewers noticed this, commented on it. Microsoft finally came back, and the joke here, sort of, is that this was in fact by design. They did this. Not only was this not a surprise to them, they implemented it this way on purpose. And according to the statement from Microsoft, what's going to happen is that it will drain the battery for some amount of time. And then eventually what will happen is the power system inside of Windows 10 will revert itself to using a less full performance mode. And then the device will start charging again. But
in other words, don't game with it.
Well,
yeah. That's kind of weird.
That will degrade the performance of the game. So we're right in the middle of this. My recommendation would be, at the very least, for Microsoft to make a bigger power supply that provides more power, at least as an optional add-on for those people that, you know, actually want a game with this thing, because it is hardware-wise capable of handling it. And I've done some initial tests. I have the lower-end version with the 1050 and the 13.5-inch version is pretty fantastic, actually. It's kind of nice to have a machine that's not a gigantic, big, bulky gaming rig that you can carry around with you. It does all the productivity stuff. Great keyboard and trackpad. Beautiful screen. Hopefully holds a charge. I haven't tested that yet. But I mean, this is kind of interesting. They've done it again.
Is it a conscious design decision, you think? They say it is.
Yeah,
that's the implication. It's a feature, not a bug, right? Isn't it?
Yeah. That's just strange.
I know.